After 10 years in office, Champaign County State's Attorney John Pilon lost his re-election bid yesterday. Julia Reitz, once an assistant state's attorney in Pilon's office, defeated him with 62% of the vote. She'll be the county's first Democratic state's attorney in 28 years. Reitz, who criticized Pilon for his handling of cases ranging from videotaping of police to a burglary linked to U of I basketball players, says she wants to move quickly to reorganize the office.
The first thing I plan on doing is setting up a series of meetings with law enforcement officials, the judges, attorneys, everyone involved in the criminal justice system, and discussing what their concerns are about the state's attorney's office and attempting to come up with plans about how we can all work together better in the best interests of justice and the system in our community.
Reitz and County Auditor Mike Frericks were the only Champaign County Democrats to win countywide office yesterday. Republican Dwayne Northrup won a close race for county coroner, and Republican incumbents were reelected as circuit clerk and recorder of deeds. Republicans also gained a seat on the Champaign County Board after losing seats for the last two elections. But Ron Benzel's victory in District 2 in the northeastern part of the county was not enough for County Board member Scott Tapley, who helped organize the Republicans' County Board campaign. He was hoping for some Republican wins in Champaign-Urbana, where Democrats still dominate. Last night, the willingness of Champaign-Urbana voters to elect Democrats had Tapley frustrated.
They ran deficits 3 years in a row and raised fees and taxes by millions of dollars, broke their promise on the quarter cent. They've made extremely arrogant appointments to boards like the MTD, the Public Health Board, the Supervisor of Assessments, Drainage Commissions, and I could just go on and on and on. And if those issues aren't enough to cause the people to be interested in a change, then I can't imagine how bad things are going to have to get before there will be a change.
On the other hand, Democratic County Board Vice Chairman Tony Fabry says he's happy his party is still the majority party on the board. He says Republicans tried harder this time, but they missed the point.
They put more money into it, and I think their campaign strategies were a little different, but they keep running the same just purely attack, attack, attack kind of campaign. I don't think voters respond to that. I think voters want to hear what you're going to do to attack problems, not just how you're going to attack the other side.
Members of the Green Party are also happy about the Champaign County Board elections, even though they didn't win a seat. Ken Urban, Susan Rogers, and Zach Miller each came in last in their respective county board races. But Miller says each of them received well over the 5% minimum share of votes to put the Greens on the same legal footing as the two major political parties.
Which is going to establish the Green Party in the county board districts 7, 8, and 9, which will mean that we get precinct committee men, we get our own primary in the next county board election, and we get ballot access without having to gather these onerous numbers of petition signatures, so that in the next election we'll have good access to the election process.
Miller says this election gave the local Green Party valuable experience they can use in the next election. He says he and Rogers have already vowed to run again and promote Green Party issues such as electoral reform, a citizens' police review board,